Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, what's going on, Richmond, DA, and the World Wide Web? Talking to you guys today. Yes. So, now here, the beautiful capital city of Richmond, Virginia. All those on Twitter, Facebook, Zoom, from this is your girl, Charvette, and I am telling you, really cool. Got some I'm going to feature some artists and keep it locked right here on the radio show. Listen, if you are not following me on Twitter, I need you to follow me on Twitter. What you doing? Come on now. It's real easy. www.twitter.com/Charvette. And if you're not connected with me on Facebook, certainly, definitely, you need to connect with me on Facebook, and you can do that by going to www.facebook.com/Charvette. Now, if you're trying to figure out how to spell Charvette, let me help you out. It's S-H-A-R-V-E-T-T-E. I know, you wanted to say C. Everybody does it, but it starts with an S. So just thought I'd help you out there. Okay, so you know the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we continue to do that, and we do that by featuring artists, we feature authors, we feature life coaches, we talk about events, we talk about relationships, all that kind of stuff, to keep you coming back every Tuesday. But you know what? If you can't listen live on Tuesdays, or if you miss a portion of the show, or if you want to share the show with a friend, all you have to do is go to charvette.com. That's my main website. There you can listen to all my past shows. You can check out what's coming up next. And you know what? It's awesome because you can just chill out. You can be at work. You can put your headphones in. You can just chill if you have your iPod or your iPad. You can download me in the iTunes store. That's right. All you have to do is go to iTunes, put in Charvette, and my free podcast comes up. And there you will be able to have the show automatically downloaded. You know, whenever you sync your iPod, or you sync your iPad, all that syncing stuff that you do, it'll automatically drop the newest show for you. So that's like super easy for you to do. Listen, I'm going to tell you, Richmond, Virginia has so many events coming up. This coming weekend is Father's Day weekend. So big shout out to all the fathers, all those who actually are birth fathers, or those that may not have actually help to birth an actual son or daughter, but you've been a mentor, or you've been someone that a daughter or son has looked up to. This is your weekend, a shout out. This is your weekend. We give you big kudos because of all the great things you help. You've really helped the community. You helped the world. We need fathers. We need father figures. So this weekend is Father's Day weekend. So if you have not gotten something for your dad, I need you to get yourself together and go shopping for your dad. Don't be a bum and wait till the last minute and find out what he wants. So if he doesn't want ties, don't give him a tie, ladies and gentlemen. If he doesn't want soap on a rope, please don't get him soap on a rope. What in the world? You know that is craziness. Okay, so find out what your father wants or the father figure in your life and make sure you hook them up this weekend. I know that in Richmond, oh, my goodness, there is a Father's Day banquet, a kind of a dance, a luncheon, let me say it that way, a Father's Day luncheon that's taking place at the Sheraton Hotel on Midlothian Turnpike. It is at 12 noon. It's sponsored by New Jerusalem International Christian Ministries and the men's ministry there. And it's only $20 for tickets. Again, the beautiful Sheraton Hotel luncheon. You can take your father to that. Check out information on www.njicm.com. Again, that's njicm.com, and you can find out all the information there about that. They're going to have entertainment and father-daughter dance and all that good stuff. So that's open to everyone. Also, that night, you can check out St. Paul's Baptist Church South. They are featuring Marcus D. Wiley from the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. You know he is totally hilarious. He's crazy. And the tickets are like $20 or less. And that's being held at St. Paul's Baptist Church, the South location. And, of course, you can go to St. Paul Baptist Church on the web, on Google, and find out all that good, great information there. And then, of course, Sunday is Father's Day. So this is just your public service announcement from the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show to make sure you do something nice for all the fathers in your life and also any father figure that may be in your life. Listen, we're going to go ahead and ease into the show with some music from a group from Richmond called Blessed and Chosen, and this song is called Everything. And again, this group is called Blessed and Chosen, some dynamic young ladies. They just got back from the Bobby Jones event in New Orleans, so we want you to check them out. Here you go, right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Come on, come on. You've been waiting for this ministry all night. Richmond Zone. Blessed and chosen. Put your hands together. Come on.
Yeah.
was Everything by Blessed and Chosen, right here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And you know what? Richmond has some artists. I'm trying to tell you. The old people used to say, I took and told you. Listen, I'm trying to tell you. Richmond, Virginia has some outstanding artists. This past weekend, I had the opportunity to be at the CD release, CD party. I'm going to call it CD jam for Brian Pound. And let me tell you what, this gentleman, Brian Pound, is a name that you want to keep on your radar. And you can say you heard that from the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. BrianPound.com. It's Brian with the Y and Pound, just like pound cake. Definitely check him out. His CD release was phenomenal. He featured Pastor Jesse Stevenson and artist Jonathan Dean came in. He was off the chain. I've been listening to his project. I'm telling you what, Richmond, don't sleep on Richmond, Virginia, because we have talent. We have artists. Again, big shout out to Brian Pound for his CD release. The CD is called Realities. You can purchase it and pick it up online at his website, BrianPound.com. I'm telling you what, so many things going on in the city. I definitely want to give a big shout out. If you're a music person, you know, you're listening to the right show today. If you just tuned in, you are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. That's right, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. Big shout out to all of our listeners that are hanging out on the phone lines, those that are listening from Twitter, from Facebook, and also those that are hanging out in the chat room. We say hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, listen, you got to check out this event that's coming June 24th. That's a Friday, June 24th, and it's called Live I Worship, Live Worship Unplugged. It's taking place at the Christian, Hope Christian Ministries. It's right down Broad Street off of on West Marshall Street. It's free admission. It starts at 7 p.m., and I'm telling you what, some of Richmond's finest will be there to minister. Oh, my goodness, Ty Francis, you definitely got to check him out. Allison Lilly, this young lady is dynamic. When I tell you a soprano second to none, she is a soprano second to none. Oh, my goodness. JT Logan, you got to check him out. Also a new artist from Richmond. Brian Pound, just finished talking about him. He's going to be at the event again. That is June 24th at Hope Christian Ministries. Live I Worship Unplugged. So you know that's going to be off the chain right there if it's unplugged. Starts at 7 p.m. And it is free to the public. The doors open at 7 p.m. and the concert actually starts at 7:30 p.m. It also featured some spoken word from Trelin Usery. She has been on the show. She's an author, and I'm telling you, you talking about somebody that can spit. Have y'all heard that phrase before? Spit or throwing that rapping and that spoken word. If you haven't heard her, you definitely need to put that on your calendar and check her out. She is awesome. She's awesome. Listen, we're going to feature another artist from Richmond, Virginia. His name is Judah. Yes, and I love his vibe. He's originally from Washington, D.C., so you will definitely hear and you will definitely get that go-go beat in there. Uh-huh. All those that like that go-go beat, you're going to hear that mixed in here. This is called Praise Party, again by Judah. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Don't you go anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, boys and girls, you join the Praise Party in progress. Coming to you live and direct from Southeast D.C. The Bible says it is a good thing to give praise unto the name of the Lord and to sing praise unto his name. Almost high. I want you to put those hands together. Come on, come on, come on. In the party, come through with Thanksgiving, with the praise in your mouth for this life you're living. Nah, shawty, none of that, no Bacardi, no Remy, but the spirit's in the room to make you shake your shimmy. Born again and no more sinning, got the king's dominion. Globe trotting with this gospel like a metal off limit. Bags packed, picture that from the very beginning. Revolutionary worshiper, call me John Lennon. Yep.
Hey, y'all, won't you ride with me?
Hey.
Rolling up, we in VIP.
Everybody now,
you know the Lord's birthday.
Praise party. on your feet. Put those hands together. Come on, come on. Now what I want you to do right now is think about everything God brought you through in 2008. And what he brought you through in 2009. And what he's going to do in 2010. Are you ready? Come on. 1, 2, 3, 4. For your goodness,
thank you
for your kindness,
thank you
for your grace,
thank you
for your mercy,
thank you
for your blessings,
thank you
for your favor,
thank you Jesus.
Ooh.
Thank you Jesus.
Now if you're driving, don't pat your right foot, please. Lord have mercy. Yeah, you know where to find us. Find me at the
party.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com.
This is Ramon Garrett, and I would love for you to start your work day off right with me every day for great gospel music from some of your favorite artists from yesterday's past. To today's present artist. So join me every day from Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. on the number one gospel show on the planet, The Morning Praise Show. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WLUV-radio or dial in and listen in by phone by dialing 646-595-2083. You can follow The Morning Praise Show on Twitter by going to www.twitter.com/WLUV-radio. So don't miss out. One of the very best attachments to start your work day off right with me on the Morning Praise Show every day on WLUV Radio.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell.
Charvette Mitchell.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is your girl, Charvette Mitchell. Again, so excited to have you joining us here on this wonderful Tuesday. That's right, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And I got to tell you, the sky is so blue here today. I had to take a picture on my phone and post it on my Facebook. So you can go to facebook.com/Charvette and look at how pretty and blue the sky is today here in Richmond, Virginia. And I'm hoping the sky is as pretty and as blue where you are as it is here. So listen, we are going to be featuring some more artists on the show. We have coming up husband and wife team. Don't you love that? I love when husband and wives can work together. Husband and wife team, Sojo Ministries, they are coming up. They're artists. They've got a little bit of an inspirational urban flavor, kind of contemporary worship with Christian R&B, all kind of mixed together. And we're going to be hearing from and about their ministry shortly. Again, so many things going on in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. If you listened to last week's show talked about faith-based entertainment. We talked about movies and plays, and there's a play that's coming to Richmond, Virginia, Saturday, June 25th, and it's called Can You Turn Your Back on God's Glory? It is a gospel drama stage play presented by Roosevelt, and you met him last week. We just want to remind you, tickets are still available, only $20. And the underscore, the theme for the play is From the Street to the Pulpit. So you know it's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's going to be held at the Grace Center, which is on 3rd Avenue in Richmond, Virginia. And it is a Roosevelt production in coordination with 5th Street Baptist Church event. Again, $20. Tickets are available at BK Music. And they are available there, and also you can purchase them online. Roosevelt presents Can You Turn Your Back on God's Glory? Have you ever thought about acting? I don't know. I kind of sometimes feel like I have the acting bug, but I think I might just leave that for those real, real actors and actresses. All right, listen, we are rolling right in to our next featured spotlight, and I'm going to the virtual studio because my guests are hanging out here. Again, so delighted. Bring it to the mic right now, Sojo Ministries. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hey, how you doing, Charvette?
I'm doing good, Joe. How are you doing?
All right, doing blessed. I'm blessed.
Awesome. Do we have Sophia as well?
Yes, Charvette. How are you?
Hey, welcome, welcome.
Hey.
We're glad to have you live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, hanging out with me here in the virtual studio. And I was just telling our listeners a little bit about you guys, a husband and wife team, an anointed husband and wife team. And you all do music ministry, and you've got a little mix of urban, contemporary worship and inspiration and all that good stuff. And we just want to learn a little bit more about you. So I'm going to start. Yeah, I'm going to start. Sophie, I'm going to let you start off. Certainly, how did you all decide, okay, hey, we're going to be a ministry team and work together with music ministry?
Well, Charvette, what happened is 11 years ago, praise God, my husband and I have been together 11 years. The Lord brought us together, and my husband, he was always into music. You know, he was a producer. He produced music. He traveled professionally. He did all kinds of things. But for me, this was a calling that the Lord called me into. I didn't know that he was going to call me into the music ministry, but he did give me a clue when he gave me my husband, who was already in the music ministry. But together, we started writing songs of our own our testimony, the things that we were going through, how we were feeling. I've always wrote, but I never wrote songs until the Lord brought us together. And when he brought us together, we went through different trials and tribulations in our marriage. Before we got married, our separate individual trials and tribulations, but together we start writing and, we start putting it to music, of course, and the Lord just starts touching people's lives and ministering.
Wow.
But you know what? The thing, Charvette, is that our songs minister to us. And I was just talking to my husband yesterday, and I said to him, wow, our music ministry is ministering to our own marriage. That's an awesome thing.
I think that is so phenomenal because, as we all know, marriages, whether you are a Christian or not, marriages are certainly something that takes a lot of work. And with the divorce rate, there are a lot of people that aren't making it. So with you all being able to minister, work together as a married couple, there are a lot of people that want to sing or he wants to sing. It's like, okay, you go do your thing and I'll kind of support you. But to do it together and then see your music ministry turn around and then bless you. That's phenomenal.
That is phenomenal. God. Yes.
And so, Joe, let me have you jump in here. How early did music ministry start for you? Did you have music ministry on your mind all while you were growing up?
Yes. Well, actually, I've been blessed with a family who sung and played every single Sunday, the Yancey Brothers, and I've been around it since I was 7 years old, and God has allowed me to really just go do a lot with it and travel professionally and do different things. But God has called me to a different type of ministry now. Instead of playing for somebody else, it's actually my own, you know, besides me and my wife. But, you know, just what's working it together and is doing the best that, you know, that we're called to do.
I love it. I love it. Listeners, if you just tuned in, you are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. Big shout out to all those listeners that are hanging out on the phone lines, those that are joining us in the chat room. We welcome you, and you are listening to our Artist Spotlight with Sojo Ministries. We're talking to Sophia and Joe, and we want you to keep it locked right there. Don't you go anywhere. All right, so Joe, for listeners that are new to your ministry, how would you, in your own words, describe the sound that you want to get across, the feel, what you want people to feel when they hear your ministry?
Well, we have God has given us an inspirational, urban, contemporary worship type of style. And that's the type of music he has given us also, along with the words. But it just touches a broad range of people, all genres, creeds, color, whatever you have it. But God's just allow our ministry just to touch everybody, just inspire them and make them feel good, you know, and that's what we want. We want them to feel good, be inspired, and not just be down and out, and that's what the devil wants.
Right.
He wants you to be discouraged and down and out, and then, you know, at least to other things. God has blessed our ministry to inspire people and make them feel good, and that's what we want, just to feel good about coming and serving God, basically, serving God and feeling good about it.
Oh, right. And Sophia, could you describe some of the songs that you all have put together? Tell us a little bit about those.
Oh, yes, definitely. One of the songs that one of our songs is Rejoice. And that song actually came about one day, you know, my husband and I were going through a situation in our marriage where, you know, we came to that point where, like every married couple comes to, sometimes you feel like you're just not going to make it.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you focus on the negative things, and it's not by choice, it's just sometimes you naturally do that sometimes. And, you know, we started to do that in our marriage, and you know, one day the Lord just touched our hearts and woke up and was like, rejoice. You know, it's a brand new day. You're alive. Your family's alive.
Yeah.
You know, you can walk. You can talk. Stop focusing on the little things and focus on me. You know, focus on who I am.
Yeah.
So that's where Rejoice came from. And, you know, it was like, yeah, God, why are we focusing on, we need to be focusing on you, keeping our eyes on you and rejoicing and praising you for who you are. And then we have Troubles Don't Last. And that song actually came from, you know, we were going, my husband and I, when we first got married, we had nothing, Charvette. You know, there were times when I would go to the pantry and we had no food. And, you know, we were driving around in the car. We had no heat in the car.
My goodness.
Yeah, we had to buckle our youngest child up in blankets just to drive my husband to work. He's working all kind of hours driving a school bus. And, you know, the Lord said to us in our spirit, troubles don't last always. You know, and one of the verses, it says, hardship's knocking on your door. And that's what we came to, where hardship was knocking on our door. But the Lord is richer than any money here. And that's one of the verses in the song. And it just came from the storms and the things that we went through. And that's where that song originated from.
Well, I'm so glad you brought that song up, because I do have a little sample for our listeners, because I know they're sitting there like, well, can we hear something? Okay, listeners, keep your seatbelts on. We're going to let you hear a little sample of Trouble Don't Last, and we're going to be right back with Sojo Ministries.
I know that I
listeners. Just a little sample there. All right. Sophia, tell our listeners how they can contact you online and hear more from your music ministry.
Okay. Well, Charvette, to all of all your listeners and everyone out there that's listening, we have an EP that will be coming up, coming out this summer, July, and we have an LP that will be coming out winter 2011-2012. But for now, we have our website, which is www.sojojo2.com. So it's www.sojojo2.com. And we're also on Twitter, Sojo Ministries. You can go on to Twitter and as well as, you know, Facebook, MySpace, all those different electronical outlets. We are definitely there. If all else fails, they can definitely Google us.
That's right. Just Google us. That's right. Joe, how did you all decide together the names? You know, it's kind of clever. How did you all decide, come up with a name for your ministry?
Well, my wife really came up with this name here. It's
okay.
Really a collaboration of both of our names together. My wife's name is Sophia, of course, and I'm Joe. And that's how Sojo came about. So it was a collaborational thing. It wasn't just, this something we came up with as a name.
And, you know, Charvette, it was combining our testimonies together. It was our unionship. You know,
mm-hmm.
The Lord put it in my spirit that name should be combined because it's the combine of our testimonies and our unionship.
You know what? Do you all see, and this question is for both of you, do you all see your music ministry almost as a gateway? Is it opening up doors for you all? I can see you all like speaking at like marriage conferences and women's and then men's conferences. Is the music ministry kind of opening doors maybe you hadn't anticipated?
Charvette, that's funny you said that.
Yes.
Just got done singing at this choir anniversary the other day.
Uh-huh.
And the person who had us there called us like 1 o'clock in the morning and said, my pastor wants you to come back and do a marriage ministry event.
Yeah.
So it really is opening up a lot of doors in that area because we don't want just to sing and just go home.
Right.
We want to first minister, sing, and talk and give the testimony that what God is allowed us to go through as a married couple and individually as well.
Yeah, I could hear that in your voices. And so, you know what, and one shout out from the chat room. They were like, wow, I'm feeling that song. Give us some more. Well, listen, I told you, to Healer Praise Radio, shout out to you. That was a sample. She put LOL, so big shout out. Thanks for hanging out with us. Give us some more. So, yeah, I heard that in your voices. And what would you say? So we're going to just give them a little snippet because there might be other people listening saying, hey, we want to fly them in for a conference as well. I'm going to start with you, Joe. What are maybe two or three tips that you would give to men, maybe newly married or have been married for a while, that will help them have healthy, happier marriage relationships?
Yep. Well, the tips I would give is from what I've been through. What I learned to do is to love, honor, and respect.
Mm.
Do that, God will proceed through anything that you go through in your marriage. And you have to understand, you have to respect your wife because she has a gift that God has put in your life to help you, not just to hurt you. I mean, not to hurt you, but to help you.
Right.
You know, get through any storm you may be going through or different things you're going through to make you a better man as a man. And if you love, honor, and respect, everything will work out.
All right. Well said. Sophia, what tips do you have for ladies, either newly married or been married for a while, that'll just help them?
Well, from my own personal experience is, you know, yes, definitely to love, Charvette,
mm-hmm.
but to keep your eyes focused on the Lord and to, you know, to, this is something I actually said to someone today. I have taken up the garment of submission, and that's something that I had a
hard
time doing. But I learned to submit to God first. I've learned to submit to God and His calling first, and it has allowed me to submit to my husband. So I would say love and surrender, total surrender and submission to the Lord. And that will allow you to submit to your husband and be there for your husband when he needs you and to help him grow.
I have never heard anyone put it that way. Garment of submission. You might need to copyright that. So y'all heard it here. I'm a Google it. I don't know. I'm saying this is a slang. Starvette Mitchell has not heard it put that way before. But I think that is so, you know, because the Bible tells us to put on, you know, the garment of praise, the spirit of heaviness. And
yes.
So if you think about it, like, okay, I'm putting this on, because a lot of women with society as it is today, a lot of quote-unquote independent, you know, have built careers, waited later on in life to get married and all, you know, all of that, may find it hard, that word submission, kind of hard. But if you think about it, like a garment, you know, I'm just, you know, it kind of takes a little bit of the pressure off. Let me just put it on like a jacket.
That's right. You know, and that's, and it's amazing that, you know, that's how it felt for me, because I had a, I can be honest with you, I had a tough time dealing with submission, you know, because I was, you know, not too independent, but I felt independent, and I just had a rough time with the submission. And then I start putting on, like I said, the garment of submission, and I felt good. I was like, wow, this, I wear this pretty nicely. So, yeah.
And Joe, oh, yes, I'm sure you agree. I'm sure you agree, Joe.
Yes, I'm over here shaking my head. Yes, he does wear it nicely.
Good. Listeners, if you just tuned in, yeah, we're hanging out. We're having fun here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with So Joe Ministries. Oh, my goodness, Sophia and Joe, you definitely want to check them out online. Joe, again, give us your online presence so people can connect with you.
Yes, it's www.sojojo2.com, or you can visit us on Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, Sojo Ministries, and all those areas, or just Google the name Sojo Ministries, S-O-J-O Ministries, not S-O-J-O-E.
Got it. That's good. And so are you finding it interesting to put together your project? Do you have, like, so many songs you're trying to decide what to do? And how has the process been of putting together your full project?
Yeah, that's been a challenge, because God has caused us to sing more and more now, and now we have to do both. We have to kind of juggle both, you know, there to sing, go to the studio, you know, God's giving me all the music, so I put every instrument down, every part down, and my wife does the background vocals, and, you know, we both sing together. But it's been a challenge at times, because a lot of times we have to go out and sing and prep to sing, and then you got to come back that following week and hopefully get in the studio. So it can be a challenge at times, but God always shows us that, you know, that it will work out.
Absolutely. Always will work out. And so for aspiring artists that are listening and are like, wow, you guys are ahead of me, I'm just kind of getting my thoughts together about putting out a project, do either of you have one or two tips that you would say to someone that's aspiring, that's getting ready to move in the direction that you're going?
Well, I'll give one, I'll let my wife give the other. My one tip is just to keep God first. If you keep God first and ask God to direct you, he will show you what to do. He will show you what songs to put out, you know, how to write, you know, he'll give you the lyrics, he'll give you the music if that's what you do. Or to send the person to you to help you out, to help your project better. But that's my one tip. My wife can give the other one.
All
right. Well, you know, Charvette, my husband took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say the same, similar type of thing, to keep God first. You know, to keep God first. You know, to take your time. Don't rush anything. You know, you're doing it for the Lord, so you want it done perfectly to your best ability. Because you're working for God.
Well said. There you go. You have your tips, new aspiring artists. You have your tips for the day. And Sophia, I heard you say that you were writing before you actually started the music. So are you an author as well?
Well, before I got married, and I had a background where. You know, I came from a family where there was drug abuse, there was alcoholism. I was, you know, my mother was a single parent, and I had a very troubled childhood growing up. And I used to, like, lay in my bed and just write poetry, you know, write lots and lots of poetry. And the Lord would put different words in my heart, and I would just write them on paper. I've never published anything. I do want to go in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is a ministry because I have a lot in my heart, and to say, and there's a lot to be said that people need to hear, hurting people out there, you know, that I can touch some heart, through my words.
Great. Well, awesome. And you know what? All of our steps in life lead us, all of our phases in life prepare us for the next phase, right, and prepare us for the next step. So certainly when you were writing poetry, that was just preparing you, helping to prepare you where you are now with songwriting.
Yes, absolutely. It was preparing me for the calling that God, you know, that God has on my life for writing songs, writing these testimonies, you know, learning how to take our testimony and actually put it into a song.
Well, you know what? I think we need to give y'all a big round of applause.
Thank you.
And we certainly salute and applaud you guys, certainly a husband and wife team in ministry, Sojo Ministries. And we're going to keep our eye out on you and just wish you much more continued success with your music ministry, with your seminar and speaking ministry, and all the other paths of life that you will go down. Thank you so much for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you, Charvette.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, listeners, I'm telling you what, today's show was off the chain. We started out featuring a bunch of artists from Richmond, Virginia. I'm telling you again, don't sleep on Richmond, Virginia. Check out all of the music you can from Brian Pound, from Judah. Oh, my goodness, from Blessed and Chosen. Check them all out. And then we wrapped up the show here with a dynamic couple. I love, again, women and men, couples, husbands and wives that can work together in ministry. And show that it can work and they flow well together. So, Joe Ministries. So, certainly keep your eye out on them. And follow me on Twitter. If you are not following me on Twitter, I need you to follow me on Twitter. It's very simple, just Charvette. Twitter.com/Charvette. Also, connect with me on Facebook. Facebook.com/Charvette. Very easy, the easiest way to keep up with the show. And then, Charvette.com, my main website. You can listen to all past shows. You can, if you want to be a guest on the show, you can submit a request. I'll be glad to review it. Listen, I could not do this show without you guys. Continued support of this show. We love you. All those in the chat room, those on the phone lines, we love you, love you, love you. Certainly could not do this without you. We do this for you because the goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we do that every single week. You want to check back? Oh, we have a wonderful artist spotlight coming up next week. We have LaShawn Pace. Her CD and album drops on June 28th. We have her scheduled for June 21st, so you will get to hear from LaShawn Pace, see what she's been hanging out doing. She's back by popular demand because she's been on the show before. We're delighted and ecstatic that she's coming back through to talk about her new project, her new single. And you know what? It's going to be hot. It's going to be off the chain. All right. Until we meet again. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.